From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Airline blames external factors for Saturday's crash of a passenger jet. Russian transportation officials are analyzing data from the flight recorders recovered from the ill-fated Metrojet Airbus A321, which crashed shortly after takeoff from Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, en route to St. Petersburg, Russia. All 224 people on board were killed. AirSafe's Todd Curtis says answers to the mysterious crash should be forthcoming within days.
It's unclear whether or not there's useful data on there yet, but I'm sure within a few days, at least that amount of information will be presented to the public. There is quite a bit of information from the wreckage itself that has yet to be analyzed in any great detail, either by the Egyptian authorities, the Airbus authorities, or the Russian authorities. So I believe that there is ample technological prowess being brought to bear in this particular situation.
The airline Monday cited external reasons for Saturday's crash after ruling out technical failure or human error, but the Russian Air Ministry called Metrojet's assertion premature. Both Cairo and Moscow have played down claims by Islamic State that it downed the plane. Sectarian violence broke out in the capital of Central African Republic Monday, just weeks before a planned visit by Pope Francis. Armed assailants reportedly killed several people and set scores of homes ablaze in a mostly Muslim neighborhood of Bangui. Bangui resident Melanie Anjokra says no one provides answers as to why people continue to die and for what cause. Interim President Catherine Samba-Panza has called for intervention by UN peacekeepers. The Vatican indicated the Pope's trip to the country, racked by years of sectarian violence, is still on for November 28. This is VOA News.